This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 88 for Monday, October 3rd. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE futures canola market continued higher with double-digit gains on Monday, mainly due to rising crude and vegetable oil prices. High temperatures across the prairies are expected to be in the low 20 degrees Celsius range with a mix of sun and cloud. Crude oil prices rose on Monday as traders anticipated a curb in output from OPEC. Chicago soy oil was higher on Monday, with European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil also higher. At the close, the November canola contract was up $11.80 per ton at $863.80. In the U.S., corn and soybean prices were all higher, while wheat prices were lower. Corn traded in a tight range on Monday, struggling to find one certain direction. The USDA reported on Friday that corn stocks were 1.377 billion bushels below pre-report trade estimates, but up 142 million bushels from last year. The USDA also reported that corn export inspections totaled 661,658 tons for the week ended September 29th, up more than 110,000 from the previous week but down by nearly 280,000 tons from last year. The December corn contract was up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.81. After a sharp post-report drop on Friday, soybean prices rebounded on Monday. U.S. soybean stocks were 274 million bushels, 32 million higher than pre-report estimates. Meanwhile, 575,220 tons of soybeans were shipped during the week ended September 29th, nearly double from the previous week, but down 274,000 tons from last year. The USDA also announced a private export sale of 110,000 tons to an unknown destination this morning. The November soybean contract is up 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.74. U.S. wheat stocks totaled 1.776 billion bushels for September 1st, within the range of pre-report estimates. For the week of September 29th, U.S. wheat exports were reported at 667,577 tons, up 78,000 tons from the previous week, with the Philippines and China as the two top destinations. Ukraine's trade ministry reported that September wheat shipments were 1.75 million tons, but down 23.6% from last year. The December Chicago wheat contract is down 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.12. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.89. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.80. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, October 3rd. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.